The Trump administration is unveiling the first phase of its proposed plan for Middle East peace this week. It involves a financial investment in Palestinian territories over a decade, but faces an uncertain future. With me to talk about that and some of the other big international stories in the coming week is the BBC's Rich Preston. And Rich, tomorrow is the day we're expecting the first phase of what's being described as the deal of the century. What exactly is happening?
Yes, Mark, this deal of the century, or as President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner has called it, the opportunity of the century. This is officially called the Peace to Prosperity Economic Workshop, and it's a two-day conference being held in Bahrain. It's all about getting business and political leaders together to agree an economic framework for Palestine, with the hope that, in turn, sort the economy, and then it'll make it easier to address political issues. And there's an ultimate goal of investing $50 billion and creating a million new jobs for Palestinians. It's being headed by Jared Kushner, but it's not going to plan. The Palestinian Authority have said they won't attend because they say discussions around these sorts of things have to begin with borders and other key concerns before moving on to business. So we're really talking about a workshop on Palestinian peace which won't involve Palestinians. Mr. Kushner's rejected that, however, saying that some Palestinian leaders have confirmed their involvement, but he's refused to identify them.
Well, Rich, business aside, when will the more difficult political issues actually get addressed?
Well, Mark, the original plan was to unveil this initial business part of the plan after Israel held its general election and then move on to the politics. But after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wasn't able to form a government after the last election, Israelis are going back to the polls. So the US has had to push everything back until at least after September, after that's happened. Then, of course, there's the US election to contend with. So it's really an open question just where this process is going, with no clear end in sight. But we do know it starts on Tuesday.
All right, Rich. Also, later this week, leaders from the world's 20 largest economies will be meeting in Japan. But it seems as though there's one meeting in particular that's getting a whole lot of attention here.
Yes, this is the G20. President Trump will be there and he'll be meeting China's President Xi Jinping. Now, part of that will be to discuss the ongoing trade war between the two countries. Back in May, it looked like the tariffs and disagreements were on track to being resolved. But then the US said China was trying to make last-minute changes to the agreement, which prompted more tit-for-tat tariffs. Now, what's noteworthy, Mark, there had been some chatter that the two men wouldn't be meeting at all at the G20 unless they'd already worked something out.
So does that mean that there will actually be an agreement here?
Well, it is possible, but unlikely. Jiawen Feng is the Washington correspondent for the BBC's Chinese service. She says she doubts the two leaders will come to any agreement, as they only recently started speaking to each other after those talks in May broke down. She also says people in China aren't expecting any breakthroughs.
Before the suspension of talk in mid-May, the state-owned media in China had been pretty silent. But after mid-May, the state-owned media really went very far to criticize the US. It tells Chinese people that we're ready for a long trade war. We're not afraid to fight the US, and the US is bullying us. So it's hard for me to imagine right now that China can make very big concessions.
That's Jiawen Feng from the BBC's Chinese service. So the G20 coming up, we'll have to wait and see if President Trump meets his Chinese counterpart and whether that turns into any positive moves to break down trade disputes.
All right, Rich. And finally, there's a lot of news, of course, last week related to Iran. What are you watching for on that front in the week ahead?
Well, Iran had said that on Thursday this week it expects to breach the limits of low-enriched uranium it has in stock. Those are the limits that were agreed as part of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or rather the Iran nuclear deal that was signed between the US, Russia, China, UK, France, Germany and Iran. Now, after President Trump pulled the US out of the agreement, Iran suggested it shouldn't really have to stick to the terms of the deal either. Even though the US is no longer part of the deal, though, if Iran does go ahead and breach those limits, it won't go down well in Washington. And of course, this comes amid the tension in the region over attacks on oil tankers, which the US blames on Iran. Iran denies any responsibility. The shooting down of a US drone, which Washington says was over international waters, but Iran says it was in its airspace. And that much-discussed plan to launch an airstrike on Iran, which President Trump says he called off at the last minute. Iran, interestingly, has said that European nations could still save the nuclear deal and keep those limits in place if they help protect Iran from US sanctions. Washington called that nuclear extortion.
So, Rich, what are the potential next steps here?
Well, leaders from the other countries party to the agreement are due to meet in Austria on Friday, along with Iran, where this will be discussed. Now, again, we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But with breached limits added to the ongoing Iran-US tension, and now European nations being brought into play against their ally America, it's hard to see how this can unravel itself unless one side backs down.
All right, that is the BBC's Rich Preston. Rich, as always, really good to talk to you. Thank you.
Pleasure, Mark.